tape one, side two now. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, even when he ran for president, he said he would do whatever he could for the Emmys, and I believed him. Did we get the part on about Bill Clinton?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That was
on. Now, President Bush solicited the Armenians for their vote, and he got a big support from them. And this resolution under Bush was going to be brought back, and now he's made a 180 degree turn and doesn't acknowledge that, and it's upsetting that he just, and I think President Bush is doing an excellent job, but if he committed himself to do something prior to the election, I think he ought to stay with it after the election. His integrity has slipped a little with me. You know, that's the way I feel about it. But Turkey is a very serious ally. You know, they're strategically where they're located, was of a great value to us at one time, but to me it no longer is. We're not having trouble with the Russians. But we don't have that many friends in the Far East. I don't want to get too
possibly
into that
possibly
anymore.
That's getting yeah. getting in the way of it, yeah. the political use.
Yeah.
Going back towards Lincoln Place,
yeah.
Good. It seems like the sense of community there, like I said before, was just amazing.
Outstanding.
Now, you mentioned being there during Depression times.
Well, that's when I was. I don't remember the Depression
remember.
Really,
okay,
because I was born in 1934. So
okay, so on the
we were poor, but everybody else was. So.
Okay. If you were to just try to sum up your thoughts about living in Lincoln Place, how would you do that?
I think it was a wonderful experience. Some of my best friends are still my best friends from childhood. I just called my buddy day before yesterday, Ray Becerra, a Mexican boy who grew up right across the street from me. I keep in touch with him. I call Chris Dinoff, a nice Macedonian friend of mine, childhood friends, and we're still very close. Jake Varadian and Amarik Kachigian and Leo Manugian's probably my best friend, and we've been childhood friends. The only people that I didn't pal around with too much was the Hungarians. I had one exceptionally good Hungarian friend, that was Ronald Beezer, who later on became police chief in Grand City. As a boyhood friend, I mean, I don't see him anymore, but he was just a super friend to have. His father was a worked for the state and the license division, and always helped everybody in Lincoln Place that he could, you know. Helped them to get a job or help them if they had any problems. They were Hungarians. And the Greek family that lived in our neighborhood is up in Detroit, and my brother and him are still very good friends. They're older than I am. And I think the Macedonians, Bulgarians, and the Armenians probably got along together the best, and the Mexicans. The Hungarians, they had a Hungarian home in Lincoln
okay.
Place, you know, and that's where we would have all of our dances. And there was another Hungarian building. It was Shepesi was their name, and they had a hall also. And we would have dances there, activities. But my best friends were, I'd have to say, Macedonian, Bulgarian, and Mexicans. And still keep in touch with them, and always feel so good when I bump into one of them somewhere. What more I can say except, gee whiz, I had such a wonderful childhood, and I know. I think most of us from there are the envy of a lot of people. Because warm relationship we had with family and the community center, activities, and no one ever locked their doors, I don't think. It was, crime was non-existent, practically. I mean, I might have stole eggs out of somebody's hen house or some dumb thing like kids do, but I did that once, and a buddy of mine came behind me and teach me a lesson. I had two eggs in each one of my overall pockets, and he came behind me and hit my pockets, broke the eggs in my pocket.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever stole another egg.
Uh-huh.
I, you know, just kind of the dumb things you do. But everybody respected each other.
You know, that's the thing that I keep hearing and getting a sense of, is the respect for the different ethnic groups and relationships that were there based on that respect.
They didn't envy the other, or they just respected them. They respected you. You knew it was mutual. I think, you know, without saying.
Mm-hmm.
The different cultures teach you different things. And, you know, the only similar thing is because the Turks were all the way up in the Balkans. They had Macedonia and Bulgaria and Greece. And some of the words the Armenians used were Turkish. Same with the Macedonians and Bulgarians. Some of the food, they might have had just a little different accent on it, but they were practically the same. So that probably helped too. Entirely different language than Turkish, but after hundreds of years of rule, you kind of
pick up.
You know, sure, you some of the influence you have.
I sure appreciate your time. You've provided me just wealth of information and insight.
It seems like I'm not saying enough about Lincoln Place. I just can't overdo it. I get a little bit carried away on some things, but it was just a wonderful place to grow up. I wish my children could have grown up in the same environment, to tell you the truth. I think the generation after our generation was not as warm and friendly with the neighbor as we were.
Okay. Maybe got too busy, or?
Maybe. The wife started working, you know, and my mother never worked. They managed very well. But I don't know. I don't have the answers.
No.
I know I wish my children could have enjoyed the kind of environment I did.
Okay.
That's about all I can say.
Well, thank you very much.
It was my pleasure, really. Thank you for asking me. And I hope I've helped or added a little bit. I know if you get all of them together, you can come up with a pretty solid idea. And I think everybody who grew up in Lincoln Place loved Lincoln Place.
It seems like it. It really does.
Sir. It really, I believe that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.